Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Thursday of the 45th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we conclude our study of Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 117. Heidelberg 117. What belongs to such prayer which is acceptable to God and which He will hear? First, that with our whole heart we call only upon the one true God, who has revealed Himself to us in His Word, for all that He has commanded us to ask of Him. Second, that we thoroughly know our need and misery, so as to humble ourselves in the presence of His divine majesty. Third, that we be firmly assured that notwithstanding our unworthiness, He will, for the sake of Christ our Lord, certainly hear our prayer, as He has promised us in His Word. We have noted that acceptable prayer offered to Almighty God must be offered to God alone, and no other. Offered by a humble people trusting in His grace and mercy for all that we need. In this we know He hears us and is near to us as we pray. But the third and final element of acceptable prayer to God comes in our assurance that His favor will be bestowed upon us because of our Lord Jesus Christ, as He has promised in His Word. Jesus Himself taught in John 14, verses 13 and 14, "Whatever you ask in My name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask Me anything in My name, I will do it." Later, He repeated this in John 16, verses 23 and 24, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in My name, He will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in My name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." One of the most common things taught in evangelical Christianity is that we offer our prayers to God the Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Most often this is heard as we end every prayer with the phrase, "In Jesus' name, Amen." Indeed, much is made of this phrase, and some people even teach that if we don't add it, or a very similar phrase, then God doesn't hear our prayers. But Jesus, in John chapter 14 and 16, was not teaching a rote formula, that if we just tack on those four words at the end of every prayer, God is guaranteed to hear us and answer us. Jesus wasn't teaching that we can ask for literally anything and everything we might want, as long as we use His name as our ace in the hole, and God is then obligated to do what we ask. James tells us differently, that when we don't receive, we ask to spend it on our own passions. To pray in the name of Jesus, and to ask of the Father for the sake of the Son, is far more profound than just a simple phrase added to the end of our prayers. To pray in the name of Jesus is to desire that which Jesus desires, to seek that which Jesus commands, and to trust that God in Christ will answer not according to our will, but according to His will, as He has promised in His Word. As we are told in 1 John 5:14, this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Jesus does not give us a blank check with His signature on it and let us fill out the amount. What He does do is promise that if we let Him write the check and sign it, He will give us everything that He has promised, and He will give us everything we need. All the promises of God made to us will be yes and amen for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Everything pertaining to life and godliness will be freely given to us in the name of Jesus. Knowing this, then, we have confidence, as John tells us, that as we humble ourselves in the presence of the Almighty and ask for all that He has commanded us to ask of Him, we can be firmly assured that notwithstanding our unworthiness, our loving God will, for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord, certainly hear our prayer, as He has promised us in His Word, that as we call out to Him, and He answers us, He alone might receive all glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.